And good morning, and yes, it'll be scary stuff in the dark that is going to be coming in, maybe even thrilling stuff. And it's Lana Arts McComb who's joining me. She's the naturalist with Loayza County Conservation, and you've got a Halloween hike that is going to be happening on the 29th of October. That's Friday, and it is Lana that is joining me today. Lana, scary stuff in the dark, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to try to keep it not too scary with some nature-based explorations out at Langwood Education Center.
Okay, now exactly what exactly is going to be? It's Langwood Education Center, so it starts, 6 o'clock, is that right?
Yep, it goes 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we're asking people to sign up for a time slot just to keep our crowds down. And they're going to be following a luminary lit trail and exploring owls, moths, nocturnal animals, some astronomy, and ending with a campfire and some treats.
Okay. Now, you're also going to have some skits, is that right?
Yep, we're going to have one skit at the very beginning of our luminary trail, and then the rest of it is going to be led by wonderful volunteers who are going to guide our participants through the various nature activities.
Now, you've got but more than what you've got some options in terms of which route do you take. Is that right?
Correct. We're going to have people following kind of the same route for the beginning, and then after the campfire, they can choose to hike out into the prairie without flashlights and go visit our telescope station. But I know that that won't be for everybody. People with young children might, you know, not want to do that, but it's certainly an option.
But the trail itself or where you walk, that will be generally flat ground. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. We're going to try to make this one as accessible as possible. So it's flat mowed grass and then a gravel trail out to the astronomy station.
Okay. Now, but you will have flashlights. And I guess what? You've got owls. What sort of animals or what sort of birds, what sort of things do you expect to see on the 29th?
So we expect to be able to call some owls that live at Langwood. We know we have some very happy owls, so we're going to use owl calls made by our volunteers, owl calls made by recordings to try to get a conversation going with the owls that are living at Langwood. The live animal part would be over where we're going to do some moth and other insect catching. So we're going to set up some lights and a big sheet, and we're going to see what kinds of insects are out flying around at night.
I'm going to guess there's some four-legged animals that make it into there, too. Is that right?
Probably. You never really know. It all depends on the weather and the temperatures, but it looks like it's going to be a beautiful week next week. So I'm optimistic that we're going to see a lot.
All right. So you got the dark hike takes you out to what? You've got a telescope, is that right, that's going
Correct.
On?
Correct. Yep, we have a volunteer that's going to come, and we'll probably have at least three telescopes set up. So you'll walk through the prairie, you'll get your eyes adjusted to the dark, and then you will meet our volunteer who will guide you through looking at some things in the night sky.
Wow. And it is, obviously, if you've got a telescope, it's got to be very dark there, isn't it?
Correct. It's going to be very dark, but people will be surprised at how well our eyes adjust to the dark. It seems like an intimidating thing, but by the time you're out there, your eyes will be able to see more than you think they will.
Now, do you still need volunteers?
We would love some extra volunteers. We always need help at our snack station, making sure that our cookies are set up. We always need help with just general, you know, directing people towards the restrooms, directing people out towards the telescope. Anybody who wants to volunteer can reach us at the conservation office at 523-8381.
Now, you're asking for a donation of $2, and you're also asking for participants to bring a reusable mug for the hot chocolate. Is that correct?
Correct. We always like to try to keep our waste down as much as possible, so instead of using paper cups, if people have travel mugs or even just regular ceramic mugs that they want to bring for their hot chocolate, that would be appreciated.
So each one of the hikes is about 30 minutes, correct?
Correct. And we're going to allow people, in previous years, you've moved to one station then moved on as a group. This year is a little bit different. If you're really interested in one station, you can stay there as long as you want. If another one is not your thing, then you can just move on to the other station. And so it'll be a little bit more of a at-your-own-pace activity.
Now, do you do need to sign up, don't you, for a start time?
Correct. We would love for people to go to our website, LoisaCountyConservation.org, and under your upcoming events, there's a quick and easy registration where you request a time slot and give us some information so that we know how many people to expect.
Halloween hike, again, at the Langwood Education Center. How do you get to Langwood if you've never been there?
Langwood is southeast of the town of Grandview. So if you come up 61, you'll just go into Grandview, and then there will be brown signs that direct you out to Langwood. It's just a couple of miles southeast of Grandview.
All right. Halloween hike, nocturnal adventures. Lana Arts McComb, happy Halloween to you, and good luck with the hike, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a great day.